Hard Tackle with Wole G Sports Podcast. This is where sports lives.
Statistics has proven that by the year 2027, out of every five people you'll meet on the road, one must have been a Chelsea manager. Liverpool went to buy Alcantara. Bayern Munich gave them Akanjoa. Someone asked me how I felt about Manchester United's loss against Sheffield United. But, you see, I don't want to talk about it. Hey, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Attack with Wole G. I am Popola Oluwagunukola Michael, also known as Wole G, the perfect duel of goals and assists. Yeah, 5th, West Ham, 6th, Tottenham, 8th, Chelsea, and 9th place, Aston. Believe me, West Ham are the highest London club in the Premier League right now. Yeah, right now. The Liverpool police chief said, "We can't have Liverpool winning something every 20 years. It just creates chaos in the city." So that means what? We shouldn't allow Liverpool FC win the league this season, but... This is football. Anything can happen, as you know. Yeah, this was a very difficult decision for the club, not least because I have an excellent personal relationship with Frank. However, under current circumstances, we believe it is the best thing to do to change managers, says Roman Abramovich, Chelsea owner. It's official. Chelsea FC sack Frank Lampard. Yes. Frank Lampard's record at Chelsea, 57 games, 28 wins, 11 draws, 18 losses. Signings, yes, he signed Kai Havertz for £70 million, spent Chilwell for £50 million, Timo Werner for £47.5 million, Hakim Ziyech for £33 million, Edouard Mendy, a goalkeeper, for £22 million, Thiago Silva for free. Total £222.5 million this season. Chelsea are currently 9th in the Premier League. Yeah. And it's official also, Chelsea have confirmed Thomas Tuchel as the club's new head coach on the same day in an 18-month deal. Finally, Comrade Lampard has been sacked as Chelsea national chairman. His Excellency Tuchel will replace him for now, pending national convention. What will now become the fate of Mason Mount and other loyal members of the Lampard faction? Only God can tell. I read nap on Thomas Tuchel, who says he's a great manager. Winning titles at PSG does not make you a great manager. What does that prove? Harry's taking the fire already. Welcome to EPL Tuchel. I didn't think it was an opportunity for Chelsea to really reach out and support him during this tough period rather than do what they have done, Gerrard said when asked about Lampard sacking. But Chelsea have got history for that, so it was no surprise. Pep on Lampard news. People talk about projects and ideas. They don't exist. You have to win or you'll be replaced. I hope to see Frank soon and go to a restaurant with him when lockdown has finished. Seems Pep's asking Lampard out on a date. Just kidding. Bruno Fernandes sealed the win for Manchester United against Liverpool in their thrilling FA Cup clash, but lost to rock-bottom Sheffield United in the EPL. 1-2. Arsenal have agreed to pay Real Madrid a £1.8 million loan fee. Yeah, £8 million loan fee for Martin Odegaard, plus his wage of £30,000 a week, which would make the total outlay about £2.5 million until the end of May. Yes, this has been done. Actually, Ahmed Musa, still a Nigerian forward, Ahmed Musa will join up with West Bromwich Albion on Monday, as Sam Allardyce considers a surprise return to the Premier League for the former Leicester forward. Timo Werner's miss against Luton was the fourth penalty Chelsea have failed to score this season. Wow, that's amazing. Meanwhile, same Chelsea fans call a certain club player Fernandes. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer believes Manchester United's 3-2 victory over Liverpool on Sunday was a statement to his players after reaching the FA Cup fifth round through taking a proactive approach. That's a good one. Meanwhile, remember, they just lost to rock bottom Sheffield United. 1-2. Glenn Udo believes James Maddison will force his way into Gareth Southgate's England squad for this summer's European Championships if he keeps up his current run of form. You know, that's almost likely. That's almost likely. Looking at, you know, the way Maddison has been amazing since coming back from injury, you know, scoring crucial goals and, you know, running things from the middle of the pack for Leicester City. Manchester United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer will allow English forward Jesse Lingard, 28, to leave on loan during the January transfer window, but the final decision will be made by the Old Trafford club's board. Yes, and it has been confirmed that Jesse Lingard has been approved by West Ham United and is really, really interested in the deal, but the loan deal has not been confirmed. Tottenham boss Jose Mourinho has admiration for Gareth Ainsworth's approach to life, but would not want to be a part of the World Cup manager's rock band leader. Meanwhile, Liverpool chief Michael Edwards and FSG can still fulfill Jurgen Klopp's main wish, which has become more prevalent after Sunday's events. The lack of a centre-back seriously hampered the Reds against Manchester United in the FA Cup, with Reece Williams struggling. Meanwhile, Manchester United are understood to have distanced themselves from proposals for European Super League after FIFA and UEFA's strong stance last week against the plan effectively made it unsustainable. Bruno Fernandes says hours of practice on the training ground has allowed him to perfect his free kick technique, which paid off in stunning style in Manchester United's FA Cup victory against Liverpool on Sunday. Every time I heard about the club, I had a good feeling, and now I'm there. So I think it's maybe meant to be, says Martin Odegaard, as he confirms his loan move to Arsenal FC. And he'll be putting on the number 11 jersey. Meanwhile, Lampard assistant Jordi Morris' wife has decided to file for a divorce after he lost his job earlier this week. It is unclear as to what the exact reason is, but neighbors claim she left the apartment uttering the words failure. Wow, so sad, so sad. Losing your job along with Lampard, then, you know, losing your wife too, you know, can be so devastating. Aubameyang says his mother has been ill and that has been the reason for his absence in the Arsenal team. He hopes to come back to be able to make it to the squad against Manchester United. Meanwhile, Tottenham striker Harry Kane was forced off with injury, yes, today after the first half against Liverpool. The loss against Liverpool, 1-3. In the end, it is clear Chelsea is about results, says Thomas Tuchel, as he begins to settle in to Chelsea FC in England. He says he likes to develop players, but that focus is results. I am in a club whose DNA is to win and go for trophies. This year, it is the Champions League and FA Cup. The league is not realistic, says Thomas Tuchel. Once a Red, always a Red, as Odion Ighalo pens emotional farewell message to Manchester United fans on popular social media app Instagram as loan expires and returns to China. Yes. On a lighter note, Lampard has returned to Chelsea after a bad review. I was just kidding. I went quickly to fixtures and the weekend. Yes, this weekend at the EPL. Yes, on Saturday, early kickoff pitches Everton, yes, against Newcastle United. Meanwhile, tabletop at Manchester City were playing against Sheffield United. Yeah, Brock Bottom Sheffield United that defeated Manchester United during the week. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace will be at home against Wolves, while Fulham will be away at struggling West Bromwich Albion. And the biggest match of the weekend, yes, that's Arsenal at home at the Emirates against Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United. What would happen? Will Manchester United recover by defeating Arsenal, making the loss against Sheffield United a blip on the road? Or will Arsenal take the lead and, you know, defeat Manchester United? Is something that we don't know. Anything can happen in the game of football. Meanwhile, Southampton will be at home against Jack Grealish, Aston Villa. And on Super Sunday, yes, Chelsea will be at home early kickoff against Burnley, while Leeds United will be away at Leicester City. West Ham United will be hosting, yes, current champions Liverpool. while Brighton and Hove Albion will also be hosting Jose Mourinho's Tottenham Hotspur. It promises to be a blockbuster this weekend. It's something you shouldn't miss for the world. While in the Spanish La Liga, yes, and Spain, Barcelona head coach Ronald Koeman believes new signings are crucial to improve his struggling side in the January transfer window, but worries the club are not in the right economic situation to splash the cash. Meanwhile, Atletico Madrid club president Eric Cerezo has hailed Luis Suarez after their 3-1 La Liga win over Valencia. "We have always thought Luis Suarez was the best centre forward in Europe. We are lucky that he is with us and everyone is happy," he says. Meanwhile, Atletico Madrid manager Diego Simeone is keeping calm over his side's La Liga title charge, despite extending their lead at the top to 7 points. "We only think of Cadiz in our next game and to improve in each training session. The best way to live with this moment is to take it game by game." Meanwhile, remember, Atletico Madrid still has a game in hand against second place Real Madrid, while 7 points away from Real Madrid. Meanwhile, Barcelona is in third place, 10 points away from leaders Atletico Madrid. Yeah, Barcelona are on the verge of bankruptcy as financial reports highlight debt of £1.1 billion. Wow, that's serious. No one wants Barcelona to actually go bankrupt, but as it is, anything can happen. As you always say, it's a game of football and finance. Yes, regularly to matches this weekend in the Spanish La Liga. Real Valladolid will be at home against Huesca at Estadio Municipal Jose Zorrilla. Yes, today, meanwhile, on Saturday, Eibar will play in at home against Sevilla at Estadio Municipal de Ipura, that's Eibar home stadium, while Real Madrid will be hosting Levante at Estadio Alfredo Di Stefano. Yes, in the evening, meanwhile, Valencia will be hosting Elche at Estadio de Mestalla, Valencia's home. The Real Sociedad will be away at Villarreal at Estadio de la Ceramica on Sunday. Meanwhile, Getafe also will be hosting Deportivo Alaves at home. Atletico Madrid will be away at Cadiz, as I said earlier. Estadio Ramon de Carranza will be the host stadium. Meanwhile, Granada will be away at Celta Vigo. And last but not the least, yes, Barcelona will be at home at the Camp Nou against Athletic Club. What are you expecting? It's a repeat of the final, that took place last week. And what are you expecting? The whitewash from Barcelona, or do you expect, the cup finals to actually defeat Barcelona again? Anything can happen. As I always say, it's the game of football. It's a game of taking chances. Let's look into what's happening in the German Bundesliga. Jens Lehmann says Germany would welcome back Jurgen Klopp with open arms. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich coach Hansi Flick says his side have regained stability by securing a third straight Bundesliga win as they hammered Schalke 4-0 on Sunday. Meanwhile, Robert Lewandowski scores his 500th senior career goal. He joins Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo and Ibrahimovic as the fourth active player to reach the milestone. Meanwhile, Manuel Neuer keeps his 197th Bundesliga clean sheet, overtaking Oliver Kahn for a new league record. Yes, this question is to you. Who do you think is the best and greatest goalkeeper of all time in the German Bundesliga? Oliver Kahn or Manuel Neuer? It's up to you to decide. We're going to the important fixtures. Yes, in the German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich will be hosting Hoffenheim in the early kickoff. Real Borussia Dortmund will also be hosting Augsburg. Inter Berlin will be away at Eintracht Frankfurt. Union Berlin will be hosting Borussia Mönchengladbach. Meanwhile, Schalke 04 will be away at Werder Bremen. Bayer Leverkusen will be away at RB Leipzig. And that takes me to what's happening in Italian Serie A. Yes, in Italy, where Cristiano Ronaldo reigns supreme as king, Juventus are considering a move for Bayern Munich pair Joshua Zirkzee and Corentin Tolisso. Juventus midfielder Weston McKennie issues a challenge to Milan clubs and explains his goal celebration. "Surprisingly, I understood the Italian part. It's a very important win for us." Both Milan clubs dropped points yesterday. "We have a game down to play here in Turin and we are 3 points closer. It will be a fight to the end of the season. We'll see who wins more." That's a challenge from US and Juventus midfielder Weston McKennie. Roma reportedly considering a swap deal between Edin Dzeko and Christian Eriksen, but Inter's president Steven Zang doesn't seem convinced. Yeah. New Milan signing Fikayo Tomori admits he was surprised when he got called by the Rosary. It's an opportunity I couldn't turn down, he says. Simone Inzaghi explained several Lazio players are on a painkillers after the 2-1 win over Sassuolo and reveals his new contract is ready to sign. Meanwhile, Ibrahimovic denies using racist language in on-field spats with Romelu Lukaku and the match in Inter vs AC Milan derby clash. It was a wonderful match, you know, filled with everything, including controversies, goals, actions, you know, throws and throws from both sets of players. We want to fixtures in the Torino, important fixtures in the Serie A this weekend. Torino will be hosting Fiorentina tonight, this evening by 9:45. Meanwhile, Bologna will be away at AC Milan, yes, on Saturday for the LA kickoff. While Sampdoria will be hosting Juventus. Meanwhile, Benevento will be away at Inter Milan. Udinese will be away at Spezia. And that's very quickly to what's happening on the French League Horn. Yes, and the French League Horn, promising 18-year-old Belgian forward Jeremy Doku, who has been linked with Liverpool, says he chose a move to French side Reims in the summer as an intermediate step for joining a big club. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Leandro Paredes has dropped a hint to suggest that the French champions are trying to sign Barcelona forward. Now, the Messi, yes, to put out fixtures very quickly, and the French League Horn. Lorient will be hosting Paris Saint-Germain, while Strasbourg will be hosting Reims. Lille will be hosting Dijon, while Monaco, yes, will be away at Nantes. And on the home front, very quickly, yes, what's happening on the home front? On the home front, FIFA, yes, the international governing body of association football, has cleared 8 new players for the Super Eagles. And this includes farm forward Ademola Lookman, who is on top of the list. Others on the list include Jordan Torunariga, Eta Benin, while Nathan Teller, Southampton, Tosin Adarabioyo plays for Farm FC, Ovier Ejaria plays for Reading FC, Nani Madueke plays for PSV, Cheyojo, yes, plays for Cardiff City, Ike Ugo Seku plays for Seku Bridge. Yeah, Umewa Pinnick presents manifesto as FIFA clears him to vie for council membership. Yes, and 2020 national sports in doubt as Edo governor cries over lack of fund. Meanwhile, NBBF considering bubble format for 2021 domestic league season. Yes, and in the NPFL, yes, match the 6, Rivers United seek to swallow pillars in Kaduna. Abia Warriors go spiritual as Imama sack looms. Meanwhile, Aqua United coach Kennedy Boboye receives one match ban, fined 250,000 naira. Yes, and breaking news, LMC fines Aqua United 3 million naira as club face banishment from home. Meanwhile, Aljo Eriko became another victim of the NFF unrewarded system. Yeah, the Tigers opens camp for 2021 AfroBasket qualifiers. Meanwhile, Mali Cameroon qualify, yes, in 2021 Chan. While Zimbabwe sub a player after 149 seconds. Yes, what's happening in the bonus segment? Yes, this segment is for each and every one of us. Yes, in the bonus segment, I know you must be craving for what's happening in the bonus segment. Yes, in boxing, Caleb Plant will return to the ring to defend his IBF super middleweight title versus Caleb Trucks on Sunday. While in the co-feature, unbeaten heavyweight Michael Coffey and Datmani Rock will square off in a 10-round bout in Los Angeles. Mercedes also make changes to F1 cars. Yes, that's what's happening in F1. Yes, I'm very pleased. That's all we can take. Yes, we've come to the end of an amazing episode of the Sports Podcast. Yes, a very big thank you to you. Yes, you, an amazing listener, for listening to the Sports Podcast. Yes, right from the beginning until the end, and also for sharing and posting on all our social media platforms and keeping yourself also informed about the happenings in the world of sports, especially football. You are the real MVP. We are proud of you. I can't wait to hear from you. Try Gmail, yes, mstix@gmail.com. That's mstix@gmail.com. And on our social media platforms, on Instagram at Woliig, yes, at WOLIIMG, and on Twitter at Gbemidepola, yes, that's at GBEMIDEPOOLA, and on Facebook, yes, now Facebook page, @Attack with Wooly G podcast. You know, your reviews, thoughts, and any burning questions you'd like to ask us or want us to treat on the Attack segment with Wooly G is highly welcome. And you know, together with score goes for fun. Can I hear you say it's a goal?
Attack with Wooly G. Sports beyond boundaries.